In my comments on Stu Levy's photograph, I proposed that black is not the magic tone in photography, even though it's the tone we make in the darkroom. A photograph is black marks made on white paper, whether it's gelatin silver, platinum palladium, or inkjet printing. Making a mark seems to be the thing. And so, we often overemphasize black in the beginning phases of our photographic career. In Levy's photograph, I suggested that gray was more important than black. But here, in Joan Meyer's photograph, we see another example of how black can mess up a photograph. And fortunately, Myers avoids this. She does a marvelous job of rendering this woman's face in the deep, deep, dark shadows. But it's not a silhouetted face. It's not a black face where we see the shape of a person without any details of face. It's a face in dark shadows. We can basically see a nose, an eye socket, and that's about it. But without that detail, this woman with her black garb would be just a black woodge sitting on a chair in the middle of the street. I'm sure we would interpret it as a person, but it would be a completely different photograph if it was entirely in silhouette. The importance of the detail we see in that deep, dark black makes this photograph, and that is so often the case in black and white photography in particular. It's not just grays, but it's the amount of detail we see in the blacks, shadow detail. This is a particularly troublesome thing to reproduce, like we see here in this book. It's very easy to lose that shadow detail, and in doing so, we lose a tremendously important part of the photograph. I pay more attention to what happens in the shadow detail than probably any other area of a photograph as I make it, because I understand it's so critically important. From a technology point of view, detailed shadows are what counts. In the old zone system days, those of you who have been around know what I'm talking about. In the zone system days, what did we used to say? Expose for the shadows, develop for the highlights. We understood that if the shadow detail was gone because of underexposure and it's just black and there's nothing there, the photograph will suffer tremendously. And that's just as true today in the digital age as it ever was in the darkroom days.